Wisdom Christology, How Jesus Becomes God's Wisdom for Us, by Daniel J. Ebert IV, PNR 2011, 240 pages. A Brief Book Summary from Books at a Glance, by Mark Baker. About the author. Daniel J. Ebert IV, Ph.D., Trinity Evangelical Divinity School, is professor of biblical studies at Cedarville University and was a missionary in Asia for 21 years, back cover. Overview. This book seeks to explore how the doctrine of Christ functioned as wisdom for the early church, page 2. There's a fairly common tradition that sees Christ fulfilling the role of Lady Wisdom as depicted in the Old Testament and in other Jewish literature. This book rejects that connection while maintaining that there is indeed a wisdom Christology found in Christ Jesus himself, page 13. Table of Contents. Introduction. Part 1. Wisdom's Invitation. Chapter 1. An Invitation to Follow Jesus. Matthew 11:25-30. Chapter 2. An Invitation to Receive the Word. John 1:1-18. Part 2. Wisdom and the Cross. Chapter 3. Wisdom and the Crucified Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:18-24, 30-31. Chapter 8, verse 6. Chapter 4. Wisdom and the Cosmic Christ. Colossians 1:15-20. Chapter 5. Wisdom and the Way of the Cross. Philippians 2:5-11. Chapter 6. Wisdom and the Priesthood of Christ. Hebrews 1:1-4. Conclusion. Learning to Live in the Wisdom of Christ. Summary. Part 1. Wisdom's Invitation. Chapter 1. An Invitation to Follow Jesus. Matthew 11:25-30. Jesus' teaching in Matthew 11:25-30 is sometimes called a Johannine thunderbolt because it sounds so much like John's Gospel. A deeper look at the context of this passage reveals that Jesus is saying some significant things about wisdom. The book of Sirach provides an interesting parallel to this passage. It says, "I open my mouth and speak of wisdom. Gain at no cost wisdom for yourselves. Submit your neck to her yoke, that your mind may accept her teaching. For she is close to those who seek her, and the one who is in earnest finds her." 51:25-26. Both the similarities and the differences of these two passages are instructive. Jesus is not identifying himself with the wisdom of Torah, as understood by much of the tradition of his day, but rather he is identifying himself as the law's fulfillment, page 30. Further, for Sirach, wisdom is only available to the upper class and those who had leisure, see Sirach 38:24-25. But Jesus invites all people, even those who labor to find rest and wisdom in him, page 31. Chapter 2. An Invitation to Receive the Word, John 1:1-18. While Jesus is personified as the Word in John's prologue, the content of this masterful passage goes far beyond any Jewish writing about wisdom. John tells us that Jesus is the agent of creation. All things were made through Christ, John 1:3. Jewish tradition holds that wisdom was an agent of creation, but there is a key difference. Wisdom is a created being, Sirach 24:9, while Christ is uncreated and eternal, John 1:1. Furthermore, the Word was in communion with the Father, and the Word was God himself, John 1:1, something that is never said of Lady Wisdom. Like the ancient literary figure of wisdom, Jesus reveals God and his ways, but in his full identity as the divine Son, and consequently in his ability to reveal God, Jesus far surpasses all other religious figures, page 47. Part 2. Wisdom and the Cross. Chapter 3. Wisdom and the Crucified Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:18-24, 30-31, chapter 8, verse 6. The theme of wisdom takes center stage in 1 Corinthians 1. The basic issue is inappropriate competitiveness based on confidence in human wisdom, page 61. In this chapter, Paul uniquely calls Christ wisdom from God, 1:30. Again, we should not get carried away with this reference. Most of Paul's teaching on wisdom in this passage is negative. Further, Paul also uses the phrase power of God in a similar way as the wisdom of God, 1:18. But Paul is not personifying Jesus as the power of God. We should likewise refrain from looking for strong parallels with Jesus as the personification of God's wisdom. Rather, Walking in wisdom means relating everything in this life to Christ and the gospel. This understanding unlocks Paul's references to wisdom in other letters, such as his praise to God as the only wise God in Romans 16:27. Wisdom here is not a bare abstraction, but the wisdom of God is revealed particularly in the gospel, page 77. Chapter 4, Wisdom in the Cosmic Christ, Colossians 1:15-20. The magnificent Christ hymn in Colossians 1:15-20 revisits many of the themes we have seen before. Paul portrays Jesus as the agent by which the world is created, but again, Jesus is much more than wisdom personified. The center of the hymn puts it beautifully. In him all things hold together, Colossians 1:17b. In 1 Corinthians, we saw that Christ crucified was the center of God's wisdom. Here in Colossians, we see that the same wisdom is the means by which all things are reconciled. The whole universe is at stake. What is astounding is that this Christ-centered wisdom that brings about God's cosmic purposes takes place through the church, which is his body, and over which he is the head, page 103. Specifically, Paul teaches Christ-centered wisdom to bring about maturity, a kind of maturity that brings about social and racial reconciliation. The gospel, manifested particularly in the wisdom of God, is able to reconcile Jew and Gentile tensions, as well as Gentile to Gentile tensions, such as slavery. Thus, Christian wisdom moves from the heights of Christology to the flesh and blood of our common life, page 112. Chapter 5. Wisdom in the Way of the Cross, Philippians 2:5-11. Though Paul does not use the word wisdom in Philippians, he does use the word insight, which represents a similar concept. Paul also encourages the Philippians to have the same mind as Christ Jesus. This mindset is taking on the role of a servant. It is the way of the cross. Though Christians are to follow Christ's example in laying down their lives, the wisdom of the cross reveals a great reward that is none other than Jesus himself. This sweet communion, now made available to the church, was included in what Christ was willing to sacrifice, page 129. Indeed, the cross is the locus of God's redemptive wisdom in Christ, and those with renewed minds will joyfully walk in this path of wisdom. Chapter 6. Wisdom in the Priesthood of Christ, Hebrews 1:1-4. The high Christology of Hebrews is connected with wisdom in several places. Hebrews presents Jesus as prophet, priest, and king. In light of this revelation of Jesus, Hebrews contains strong warnings against falling away. Instead of rebelling against King Jesus, believers should follow his ways and pay homage to him. This is the admonition of Psalm 2:10 and 11, which states, "Now therefore, O kings, be wise, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling." Nevertheless, Hebrews labors to show that, in this life, walking in wisdom is going to be a countercultural walk. Whenever we think of Christological rule or power, it must be informed by the counterintuitive nature of God's wisdom and power in Christ, page 169. Conclusion: Learning to Live in the Wisdom of Christ. No attribute of God was expressed in figurative form so powerfully and developed so thoroughly as wisdom, page 175. Christ's relationship with the theme of wisdom comes out most clearly in the three themes of revelation, creation, and redemption. The Old Testament talks about wisdom coming from heaven and manifesting in the law, revealing God's ways to his people, Job 38, Proverbs 8. Likewise, the Old Testament speaks of a personified wisdom as the agent of creation, Proverbs 3:19, 8:22-31. In turn, the New Testament depicts Jesus fulfilling these two roles perfectly, John 1:3, 1 Corinthians 8:6. The New Testament also offers one unprecedented act of wisdom, namely, the redemptive nature of God's wisdom as seen through the cross of Christ, 1 Corinthians 1, 23-24 and 30. Mark Baker, Ph.D., Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, serves as professor and assistant director at the Scarborough College Darrington Campus in Houston, Texas. Copyright 2021, Books at a Glance. Books at a Glance book summaries are available by subscription only, and except for brief quotes, may not be reproduced in whole or in part without express written permission.